This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Earlier this year, General Motors announced it would no longer provide pensions for thousands of its workers. The company, though, has a huge reserve in its pension plan for workers, some $9 billion. But there is not enough money set aside for executives' pensions. That plan is in the red by some $1.5 billion. According to an investigative report in today's Wall Street Journal, the real pension squeeze GM and many other companies are facing has to do with enormous pension plans for executives, but it's the workers who end up paying. Wall Street Journal reporter Ellen Schultz joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Madeline.
Now, companies don't normally disclose information about their executives' pension plans. So how did you find out about this double pension system?
The information is sometimes hinted at in their filings, but they use very unclear language. They might just refer to it as an unfunded fund, or they might say that we have a non-qualified plan. And it sometimes involves a bit of algebra or comparing figures in one table to another. It's sort of like assembling the Dead Sea Scrolls. You have bits of information.
Well, give us some details on what you were able to tease out. How big are the executives' pensions?
What we found is that in a number of large companies, the executive pensions now exceed $1 billion. That would be companies like Exxon, Bank of America, Federated Department Stores, and Pfizer. So what's been happening in recent years is that more executives have been getting ever larger pensions. And so even as companies are complaining about the effect that their pensions for regular workers are having on income, they're not paying any attention or telling anybody about the effect that the executive pensions are having, and it's quite considerable.
And how do they compare as a percentage with workers in terms of how much each executive gets versus a worker?
What we've seen is for individual cases at the very top, an executive's pension can be $1 million to $5 million a year. That can add up to as much as $100 million for an executive at a company like United Healthcare. A regular worker could be working many more years, of course, and he may receive $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, certainly a fraction of his pay, generally at best about 30%, whereas an executive can receive anything from 60 to 100%.
And I wonder if this is also a case of, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Are the companies looking to the workers' pension funds to pay the executives' pensions?
Well, what's surprising is that while they cannot take money out of the regular workers' pensions to pay the executives, the way they are linked together under the same accounting rules means that when you cut the regular employees' pensions, the effect is that you have achieved some savings that can be used to offset the cost of the executives.
And Ellen, did you find any move to reform this system to make it more accountable?
There have been talks about trying to improve disclosure, and the Financial Accounting Standards Board is going to try and get companies to better reflect their underfunding. But actually, at this point, there is no talk of trying to get companies to break out the executive pensions so that people can see what kind of effect they're having on their pension health of the company.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Ellen Schultz is a reporter with The Wall Street Journal.